Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we have with us our usual cat expert, Dr. Carrie Lewis from the Riverside Cat Hospital in Okemos. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Lewis.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We have to talk about cats, and whenever we do, you seem to be the person who we need to talk to. So I guess let's jump right into it. This time of year, what kind of health-related issues are people dealing with their cats when it comes to having them outdoors?
Well, we definitely do see a lot more cats going outside when the weather warms up. And, of course, the first and most important thing that you want to do is make sure that your cat is up to date on all of the recommended vaccinations. For outdoor cats, those can vary a little bit from cats that stay completely indoors. So if your cat hasn't been to the veterinarian in the last 12 months and is wanting to get outside, it's probably a good idea to make that appointment and get them in and make sure that all those necessary vaccines are up to date.
What are the common shots that people think they might have covered that they don't when they start getting them outdoors?
Well, in Michigan, by far the most important one because of the human health concern is rabies. We want to make sure all cats and dogs are vaccinated against rabies, not just those that go outside, but indoor-only cats
sure.
as well. And then the two other big ones are feline distemper and feline leukemia for cats that are going outside. There are some other vaccines available, but those are the big three that are recommended for your large population of indoor-outdoor cats.
And when it comes to the issue of fleas and ticks, is that an issue that you have to worry about as well for cats?
Absolutely, that's an issue. And even cats that stay completely indoors, we've been seeing some of those cats in the clinic with fleas. So fleas can be brought inside by unwilling carriers like people or dogs in the household. So you should certainly consult with your veterinarian about what sort of flea or tick medication to apply to your cat, since there's so many choices available out there today, both over-the-counter and prescription choices, some being safer than others. It's a good idea to ask your veterinarian. If you do decide to get an over-the-counter product to apply topically, make sure to read thoroughly and follow all of the directions. Make sure that you're getting a product that's for cats. Make sure that the age of your cat is appropriate for that product, and make sure that you apply it according to the directions. Don't try to save money by buying a dog product that you want to split up for your three or four cats. It's just not safe to do that.
And Dr. Lewis, when it comes to the dosage, I would imagine that that's an issue. Plus, if I'm not mistaken, I thought we had talked a few months ago about an issue where the FDA was concerned about the labeling right on the actual medications themselves not being real clear. So I would imagine that the vet really is a pretty important call to make when it comes to figuring that out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Those over-the-counter flea and tick medications are being reviewed. They're not pulling any meds off the market, but they are requiring manufacturers to make the labels a little more clear so that people are able to apply the product correctly. If they're used correctly, they're generally safe. But if you have any concerns or questions about the directions, or if you just want to get a product from your veterinarian that's prescription known to be safe, then that's the place to call.
And sometimes people decide to self-medicate, if you will, or go and get an over-the-counter. I would say that one common mistake I see happening is they do that probably in the weekend when the veterinarian is closed.
Right.
And maybe comment a little bit about that.
Yeah, because if your cat's going to have a reaction to one of these medications, it's going to happen pretty quickly after applying the medication, and they can be rather severe. I mean, we can see cats with seizures or convulsions, in serious cases. So it's a good idea if you're going to apply something over-the-counter to make sure that you do it at a time when, if there is a problem, you can get help right away.
Now, I think it's been an issue with dogs, maybe cats, ticks. What's currently going on with ticks in the state of Michigan? I know that seems to be an evolving event.
Yeah, we do have ticks here, not quite to the extent that we see fleas, and we definitely see more tick problems with dogs as a function of them getting out into the weeds a little bit more. But cats can get ticks if they're exposed, And there are products for flea prevention that also cover for ticks. If you live in an area where you have ticks on your property, if you have a lot of weedy areas or areas with high grasses that are prone to ticks, then you may want to consider a product that has tick protection. And again, you may want to consult with your veterinarian about which specific product would be best for your cat. If you do find a tick on your cat, it's probably a good idea to take your cat to the vet and let them try and remove it, because if you don't remove the entire tick, you can have problems with little inflammatory reactions in the skin if part of the tick is left behind. And they can be difficult to remove.
Is there anything that's life-threatening like it is with humans and Lyme's disease?
Well, Lyme disease can be spread to dogs, we know for sure. It's unsure about whether cats can contract Lyme disease, but there are other organisms that can be spread through tick bites. So, yeah, it's important if you find a tick to try and get it removed quickly, and then to, of course, use a tick preventative for that cat.
Okay, and another one that seems to always come up when I'm at the counter, people are coming in the store time and time again looking for worming medicine because they find interesting things in the stool. Maybe give us a 101 class on worms. What are we looking for? How often do we need to deworm? Where are they getting them from?
Yeah, another big problem this time of year, especially with cats that like to hunt outside. If they're catching birds or other small animals, they're more likely to pick up worms. But even just walking out in the grass, cats can pick up certain types of worms that way. So